This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Life. Learn how you can help at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Captain Ryan, upon your mystery.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, our Talk America Radio Network stations, our Mega Talk Radio stations, and leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases. A special shout-out to the GCN Live Network and around the world via the Internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. Thank you very much for your service to America, plus to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers too. Thank you for your service to America. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards, the RonEdwards.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn today goes in front of the judge. We don't know what's going to happen. But a lot of money is on the bet that he's going to be released and all charges against him will be dropped. What say you?
I agree with that assessment because, first of all, the man was set up originally by the FBI and was, in a sense, forced to lie. And so, in my opinion, he's not guilty of the seriousness that he had been charged with. So if you're forced to lie, if you're set up like that, and it's found out, there's no choice but to let him go.
Well, there is one thing he did lie about, and that was being an agent for the Ukrainian government. And that could have been a slip of his mind or whatever, but they did catch him in that lie. That's the only one I know of. But normally, when that happens, they pay a fine.
Yeah, well, like I said, there's no reason for him to be locked up. And I think I agree with you that he's going to be going home.
Now, of course, Dershowitz is still trying to figure out, Alan Dershowitz, why Flynn lied about a non-crime to begin with.
Well, it's like I said, the way the conversations had gone with the FBI, and I think there were some misleading ways in which they were dealing with him, and that's probably why he may have said something that wasn't true.
Yeah, and I still can't get over the fact that he didn't realize that he should have an attorney present because...
Well, remember, they said that it was like a casual thing. You don't need an attorney, and, you know, we just want to talk a little bit. And he was a very cooperative and a friendly guy, I guess, and he kind of believed him and went along with it.
Wow. Double wow. Now, Mitch McConnell is... And by the way, that's rather naive on his part. But anyway, Mitch McConnell... is going to allow the president, Donald Trump, to take the lead on the shutdown. And it looks like we are headed to a shutdown. The only thing is, it's only going to be about 14% of the government where it's going to be affected because 86% is already funded and will continue to run.
Yeah, and I think that the president should even tell that to the American people a little bit more, despite that being a glaring fact. So many people seem to not know it and understand, and they get freaked out by, you know, they're led by the nose by the media telling them about, oh, this massive government shutdown, Trump this, Trump that. And if that happens, it's just going to be horrible.
You know what they're still trying to say? You won't get your Social Security check. You won't get your mail. You won't get your retirement checks. Everything will be frozen up, blah, 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 blah. And none of that is true. Sure. None of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and they'll see it anyway. But here's the thing. This shutdown would not have to happen. And before I blame the Democrats, I have to blame the Republicans. The Republicans have been sitting on their fingers or thumbs or whatever for these years that they've been in full control and have not properly backed this president, didn't give him the votes he needed for, you know, for example, the wall and other important issues. And so now we find ourselves in the position here with a president who has been trying his darndest to, you know, to fulfill his campaign promises, which are all great for the Republic. And so now the Republicans are standing around waiting for Christmas while the president is still trying to take action all the way to the last minute so he can get the border wall built, for example.
Well, Nancy Pelosi plans on hitting the ground running as the Speaker of the House because she has announced her first 100 days. And part of what she's going to do is to promise bold and decisive effort to change the gun laws, which that may be wishful thinking on her part, but it's not going to happen. And the big thing they want to do is to require federal background checks on all firearm sales, part of a broader attempt to advance long-stalled gun control measures.
You're right. That isn't going to succeed. There are too many people, at least on that issue, that are awake and great organizations that are there to help the American people fight against such tyranny. Because when you have something like a national background check, all history backs me up on this, that's usually the first step towards full gun confiscation, rather. And that's something we, the American people, do not want, will not tolerate, and do not accept. So that is wishful thinking.
Well, she said, and I quote, the new Democratic majority will act boldly and decisively to pass common sense, life-saving background checks. She also says the American people want this. That's they're way ahead of the Congress. They're way ahead of the White House. And I don't think the American people want this.
Not enough. Anyway, if it to get it to happen. No, on that issue,
right.
I think the majority of American people are still
right.
On the right side.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on?
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tosh, Dominic's proudly American made.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Don't forget, today is the day that I have lunch over at Muggs from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. That's Muggs Sports Bar and Grill in the Icott Center off Ormerton Road at 59th Street. Stop on by. They've got great lunch specials there, and all the active duty military and veterans, plus first responders, too, get a discount on your meal. And normally I get a coupon or two to hand out. So we'll see what happens, but we'll see you today at Muggs Sports Bar and Grill. All right, joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. Good morning.
Good morning.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said legalizing marijuana for recreational use would be one of his top legislative priorities next year. He is saying that it could bring in at least $1.3 billion in annual tax revenue to New York State's tax coffers.
That may be true, but I guess he's for it after being against it. And what he doesn't realize, or he may realize, but not care, because he's thinking about the revenue, more revenue that he wants to waste. You know, if he needs to really check things out, he should first look at what has happened in Colorado before he signs on to this, to that situation. Because, man, they've got all kinds of headaches out there in Colorado. But, you know, there are, you know, politicians, they want more money. And that's one way to get it. But I think the headaches are going to outweigh the money. I tell you, it's not good. New York, by the way, has a lot of problems already.
Yes, they do.
And to pile something like this on top of it, my word, it's not going to be pretty.
Well, Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is passing a cluster of anti-gun laws. We just got done talking about Nancy Pelosi, but now Pittsburgh is fixing to do the same in Pennsylvania. And I'm not sure how all this is going to play in the grand scheme of things, because they claim they've got the majority support of the people in America, but I'm telling you, I don't see it.
They continue to say it, and sometimes when you say something over and over again, a lot of people
will believe it and back off and won't push things because they'll say, oh, I guess they have so much support for it anyway. This is what they're hoping. But, you know, there are some cities, though, by the way. I don't know if Pittsburgh is one of them, but you do have several cities around the country where the majority population does support such things. You've got places like Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, where the majority populations support just about every oppressive
leftist. How about Detroit?
Yeah, that's another one. That's one of the first leftist-oriented cities in this country. And it's been horrible. Gun control, you name it.
Now, the Democratic attorney generals across the country are setting up a class action suit to appeal the ruling that killed Obamacare. Many people think that this will not be heard by the Supreme Court, and it will go back down to a state Supreme Court for a ruling. And if it does, there's no telling what will happen there, but we'll see what happens. And what do you think?
I think something similar to that, but you've got this ruling was a very smart ruling because it's very technical in its ruling that because you have a very important part that was no longer there. You know, the mandate is a separate issue, and so to mandate that you have to have this Obamacare, and you have to pay all this money. And in many cases, most people did not need all that they were paying for. And so that is unconstitutional when you technically look at it, forcing people to buy something they don't need or want.
Well, the other thing was, and this was the big, I was waiting for you to say what the big issue was, it was ruled by the Supreme Court to be constitutional because it was considered to be a tax, right?
Well, also because at that time, the mandate, I think it was technically because of the mandate situation.
Which meant you had to buy it or else pay a fine, right?
Yes.
Now, they got rid of the mandate, which means there's no longer that hanging in there, which
right.
means that the word tax, which they called that a tax, is no longer a part of the equation.
Right. Yeah, that's the way I should have put it. But you're correct. And that's why I think this time they do have something to finally unravel this spool of yarn, which is a huge mess. And it has done more harm than good. And what they need to do, and I said this a long time ago on your show, is really get rid of it all and start over with a free market-based medical system or healthcare system. Because that's the only way you're going to continue to innovate and keep costs down. You have to have competition there. I don't remember the name of the regulations now, but that will allow hospitals to compete in the marketplace better than they do now, which, of course, would force costs to go down and would create more innovation, and it would be better for the consumer.
Now, yesterday, Senator Lamar Alexander in Tennessee said that he was not going to run for reelection. He's finishing his second term as senator, third term, 18th year. He had two terms as governor of Tennessee, so that's a total of, let's see, 18 and 8 is 26. So he says he's had enough, and it looks like as if the Tennessee governor, whose last name is Haslam, looms to be the successor.
Yeah, it's possible. It's a possibility. I'm not as up to speed on Tennessee politics as maybe I should be, but, you know, Lamar Alexander, he's been in there for a long time, and it's about time to hang him up.
Now, your friend, Senator Kamala Harris, is backing the White House's criminal justice reform. Are you familiar with all that?
Yes.
What say you?
The thing is, I thought that when they first started on the reform issue, that it was a great idea. But when you check into the weeds a little bit, I see that, according to some, now it is sort of evolved where they might be releasing dangerous criminals, violent criminals, early as well. And I don't think that's a good thing. I think they need to go back and, look at the details. When I saw people like Kamala, and others like her, of her ilk, being in favor of this bill, I kind of took a closer look and saw that it's not as good as it either started out to be or as it was touted.
Okay. How about James Comey yesterday when he came out of his interrogation and he just stood there and he says, Republicans need to stop being numb. Stand up.
Well, they need to stop being numb, but they need to stand up against him. And I thought he was very dishonest in his statements there, just blaming the Republicans, blaming Mr. Trump for the situation, and not taking any blame for himself. I mean, it was he who was dishonest in his dealings, and which got this ball rolling, by the way. But for him to stand there and take absolutely no blame whatsoever, and just know, because in fact, the reporter asked him, did he think that he did anything wrong concerning the FBI or whatever? I know I'm paraphrasing, and he said right away, no. And just turned around, you know, just quickly blamed the Republicans and Trump. And when you are in a situation like that, and you're supposed to be at the head of an organization, and it goes the way his organization has gone, and you don't take any blame, and all you can do is just throw it on the other side like that, that proves right there that you're a bad egg, you're a bad leader, and that you're a bunch of trouble, which he has been.
Now, down on the southern border with Mexico, we've now cut our border force in half.
Yep.
What we have left down there now are the military police officers who are assisting the Border Patrol with the backup mode that they would do as a police officer.
I wonder if they've left enough soldiers there for backup even, because a lot of people are still getting through. And on a daily basis, all this hubbub and everything has not cut down on the number of illegals that are pouring into this country at all. And so I just wonder if that's a wise idea to cut back at this particular time when you've got these people on the other side of the border there.
Well, I've seen numbers that dispute what you said, that says, in fact, that the numbers coming across the border are less. And one big surprise is the fact that some 5,000 of them are going to be working in Mexico, because Tijuana offered them an opportunity to get Social Security numbers, to get job permits, green cards, and become part of the Mexican society down there and work in the plants that they have down there, making televisions, stereos, cars, and whatnot. And here comes the music.
Oh, man.
We'll have to talk on Thursday.
All the locations on the border.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Okay.
All right. Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com. We'll have him back again on Thursday. In the meantime, James Stratton from the Tampa Bay Trump Club will be coming on here in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. He's going to pay the price for his conduct. The board of directors at CBS announced former CEO Les Moonves will not get his $120 million severance package. Moonves forced out in September following allegations of sexual misconduct. In other news, Comey on Capitol Hill. The former head of the FBI, James Comey, testifying in front of Republican lawmakers who have plenty of questions for him.
Last time, 245 times, he said he didn't know, couldn't
and remember. So we hope he answers more questions. I think I'm going to ask him about the Comey memos. You know, he did 7 different memos back when he was meeting with the president, meeting with the chief of staff. So I'm going to ask him questions about things he wrote in there.
That's Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who had hoped to get some answers out of Comey.
Remember, he called the Clinton investigation a matter. I think he mishandled both investigations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Weekdays at noon on AM 930, TheAnswer.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, well, we are back. And by the way, don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive is Moss Nissan in Newport Richey and Crystal Rivers. Also, I will tell you that Moss Wholesale to the Public, that's the certified pre-owned dealership in Homosassa Springs, is part of the network. And the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa, which is right down the road a tad bit, over at 16414 North Dale Mabry here in Tampa, Florida, where you get the Chevy employee discount on all the vehicles they have in stock there. And, of course, You Serve, You Save applies to all the Moss Nissans as well. So check them out online, mossnissan.com, mossfamilychevrolet.com, mosswholesaletothepublic.com, or give them a call at 727-815-3095 or 813-969-2600. All right. We've got James Stratton from the Tampa Bay Trump Club. How you doing there, Mr. James?
I'm doing fantastic. Looking forward to a big night.
Tell me what it is you got that's going to be big, really big.
Well, we have our club Christmas party this year. It's going to be at Mug's Sports Bar and Grill in Clearwater, which is at the intersection of 58th Street and Ulmerton. And we're going to be having our primary speaker is going to be Roger Stone. He's been advisor to four different presidents in the past, and mm-hmm. he's subject of a lot of news lately with all the special counsel things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also taking a good amount of time tonight to help the children out with the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranch and the Eckerd Connects Foundation for Foster Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be doing, everybody's going to be bringing presents for them, and we're going to have an auction to support the efforts to help those kids. And then we're taking another tack here for the rest of our meetings for the rest of the year, and we're going to make an attempt to do things the right way, I think, which is change the story from Republican versus Democrat to us versus the socialists and globalists.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try and help convert some Democrat people to a place to go this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have four different speakers coming, and several of them are going to be people who are from former communist countries, and they're going to tell us their family stories, and we're going to inform people about how scary things really could be if we keep going in that direction. So we've got some real true life stories. One of them is actually a former Soviet nuclear scientist
mm-hmm.
who had made plans to escape. And when he tried, he got caught, and he ended up spending 6.5 years in a gulag and stayed there until the Soviet Union collapsed, and then he was given asylum here.
Wow.
So we're looking forward to it. We've got some really, really great stories we're going to hear.
Okay, and who's your special guest tonight?
Well, Roger Stone and Captain Matt is going to be doing our Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, that's because I don't mind doing that, and it's kind of my forte. I do it on my radio show, so it's something that I'm honored to do that. How's that?
Perfect.
Yeah. So other than that, you've got a MeWe page. You've got a Facebook page. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, I was the 800 conservative groups were banished from Facebook back on October 11th. They happened to, for some reason, decide to banish me. So instead of Facebook jail, I ended up getting the Facebook guillotine. And I started working with MeWe.com, MeWe.com, and having to rebuild a network over there, all in the while trying to maintain the club over here
mm-hmm.
clandestinely. And so we have the Tampa Bay Trump Club at both Facebook.com
mm-hmm.
and the Tampa Bay Trump Club at MeWe.com. And we try to keep our members informed. We have about 4,300 members now at the Facebook site, and we have about 500 members at the MeWe site.
Okay, and that was the original one, the Facebook site, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I'm over with both because I was already over there. I just wanted to see what it was about, and that's all fine. Got no problem with that. It's all great. And, you know, it's an interesting thing that we have to do because of the fact that they just decided to go after you and say, that's it. Don't need you no more.
They did it 3 weeks before the election. I can't imagine why they did it.
Oh, well, I think we all know why they did it, because there's people that have been... Now, you didn't do anything wrong. You weren't putting anything out that was graphic or name-calling or anything like that. It was just the stuff you were putting out there was pretty much what the Trump campaign was sending you.
Right. And I censor my site pretty well. I make sure that nobody's saying anything too far-fetched or dishonest and vulgar or anything like that. So I'm pretty much the guy that censors to make sure that what... You know, everybody has a good experience when they come there. Our members don't fight with each other. We don't have trolls. They're not allowed. I vet every single person that comes in as a member. I take a look at their own Facebook pages to make sure that they're not somebody from the dark side. So that's why we don't
the
have...
The dark side.
That's right. And that's why we don't have the problems that you see at a lot of different places and a lot of different groups, is we really watch who comes in.
All righty. Well, James, we look forward to seeing you tonight. Tampa Bay Trump Club, Mug Sports Bar and Barbecue. Mug Sports Bar and Grill. And it's over there in the Icott Center, right there. Let's see, at 59th and Ulmerton. That turn there left at the traffic light, or right at the traffic light, and you drive right in the plaza, right?
Exactly. And everybody, bring your presents for the kids. We have a lot of, if you go to either of those sites, you'll see brochure, and it lays out the things that those kids need, right, from duffel bags.
All righty.
They don't have to carry garbage bags.
Thanks, James. We'll see you tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and folks, I'll be right back. And by request for the truckers out there, here's one for you.
cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's heart's getting broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white fire. 10 miles out of Nashville, I was doing 101. State boy pulled me over, he said, where's the fire, son? Said, where's the fire, son? From a flame. So go on, write your ticket, man, but I ain't the one to blame. That county judge tried to rob me blind. With them big wheels of rubber, gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old wife.
Taking our break, coming right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And that was for everybody that drives for Crete, Schaefer, and ICCC. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington. Gifts for everyone.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, The Answer.
Oh, yeah, that's us, and that's where I'm at, my flagship station. By the way, this final segment is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled Dominics, and they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just behind on the right south side of the street there, with the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam out front and the American flag, too. And don't forget that Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And if you stop by and see Jill at the store and say howdy, howdy to them, you'll be able to get a discount on anything you want to buy that's there, because all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. And, oh, by the way, all military first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota of 10%. Don't forget to give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store and tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Is it fair to assume that we are now looking at a bear market?
That's going to define what a bear market is. Everybody's different definitions. Some people call a bear market a 20% retracement from the highs. Corrections are usually noted as 10%. I usually don't like to bring bulls and bears and animals into the entire conversation because, again, I think people get somewhat confused. I think that there's a lot of uncertainty that's surrounding the markets right now. It's just helping drive this volatility. And again, trying to make heads or tails of sense out of direction is just that. You don't try to do it. And now is a time where, again, you look for high-quality companies. You look to the fundamentals. You're not looking at your statements on a regular basis. You'll be fine. You take a look at some of the valuations right now and some of the yields that you can get on some of these stocks. Quite good. So you have to be able to deal with these times. The market does not go up in a straight line. As far as the overall fundamentals and underlying economy as a whole, we're not in any sort of dire straits situation like we were back in 2008, 2009, by any means. There's talk of a global slowdown. Economies around the world not doing as well as they thought. And there might be a little bit of blowback from that. If we have a little bit of a year where things are slower into 2019, that's a possibility. And the markets are pricing that in right now.
Now, federal rate hikes usually don't happen when the stocks have plunged as much as they have. Is that a fair assumption to make?
No. You often don't see the Fed raising rates in this type of a situation. The Fed isn't supposed to base its decisions on the market, but the market might be signaling some things. The Fed worries about inflation, inflationary pressures, and they were taking a look at the very tight labor market and the fact that wages are coming up and thinking that that might be an issue. However, we've seen energy prices come down precipitously, which, again, has been helpful in regards to taming some of that inflation. So I don't know. I'm not sure what the Fed is going to do at this point in time. I would assume that they would probably see some of the cracks that are out there right now and maybe pull back.
Mm. And I'm speaking to Chris Markowski at a Watchdog on Wall Street. Hear him on our sister station, 1380 The Biz, at about 6 minutes past the hour, Monday through Friday. We'll tell you more about what's going to be happening there in the weeks to come. Now, Twitter, the stock Twitter, tumbled on concerns about hacking activity. I did not realize that Twitter had been hacked for the umpteenth time.
There's always, again, concerns that the information may have leaked out. Right now, any sort of headline news or negative news in regards to anything is going to be, you're going to see a very violent reaction just based upon what things are going on right now. Not a lot of buyers out there right now, and it can put a ton of pressure on stocks very quickly. For instance, there's been Johnson & Johnson. There was a story out by Reuters saying that they knew that there was asbestos in their baby powder. And Johnson & Johnson is vehemently denying that this is the case. But there's been an enormous amount of pressure on Johnson & Johnson stock, which is, as a Dow stock, which is most certainly hit the Dow a great deal because of that. So anything right now, when things are going happy, happy, joy, joy, and the markets are at a bit of a bull run, oftentimes, negative news can be looked, over and it's tossed aside. When you're in conditions like this, anything will hit stocks fairly hard.
Well, health stocks in general have plunged as Obamacare and the ruling that came from that federal judge this past week has apparently jolted a bunch of investors.
It's same thing I said. It's sell first, ask questions later. Mm-hmm. You can always get back in. And they don't know what the ruling means. Nobody really does what's going to happen. A lot of people out there saying that this ruling is going to be overturned.
It's going to be challenged.
Fairly quickly.
It's going to be challenged.
It's going to challenge it fairly quickly, what that means. So, again, with market conditions like this, traders are like, okay, so, sell first, ask questions later.
Well, all the Democratic attorney generals across the country are challenging this in a class action suit. So that's where we know it's going right away to begin with.
Right. Again, that's why. Everybody's kind of waiting to see what's going to happen next. My thing is that, okay, we have a judge that ruled, and it's kind of a technicality. It makes sense, but it's a technicality. But, who's to blame because of this? It's Republicans. They haven't done their job. They failed to do repeal and replace. They haven't come up with anything better. They let the entire thing go after that. And, they're not doing anything now. They're hoping right now that a judge is actually doing their job. And this is something that, again, should have been worked out the right way in Congress, not through a judge.
Let's talk about student debt, because student debt has now surged to a record $1.465 trillion.
What do you want to talk about?
Are they going to pay it back?
Some will, some won't. I mean, I paid back mine. Was it nearly the levels they have now? The parents out there, parents, you're willing, you think it's a great idea to get your kids deep into debt, they're graduating from school, six figures plus in debt. And, you know, that's just with a four-year degree. I'm not talking about people that are going on to become surgeons, but where we all know how much that costs to go on to medical school. You know, you're doing it to your kids. I mean, you're making a big mistake. I know you want the sticker on the back of the car, but I mean, let's be honest here. If you can't afford it, you have to find an option that is right. They're going to try to convince you every which way but Sunday you have to go to this school or that school, but you got to go to a school that you can afford. It's just that simple. Putting your kids into debt when they're 21 years old to the degree that kids are in debt is not good for them at all. And it's, without a doubt, it is changing the nature of our economy. It's changing demographics to some degree. Kids are getting married later. They're having kids later because, again, what are you going to do? I mean, you're facing that type of debt when you're out of school. You're limited.
Okay, got a minute left, and let's finish it with this. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday said that he aims to legalize recreational marijuana use. That's something he's going to put at the top of his legislative agenda next year because he's saying he can get $1.3 billion in annual tax revenue just to start.
It's coming. I mean, it's not surprised. Knew it was going to come here eventually. They don't enforce the law now anyway. It doesn't make any difference. You can walk around in New York City.
And smell it.
Everywhere
and
much.
Smell it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. You smell it. So, listen, it's coming. This is the way the direction of the country's headed right now. You can try to blow back all you want. I just don't think that you're not going to see any real pushback.
All righty. We'll see you over on your show in about 10 minutes. So have a great one.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Catch him on 1380 The Biz coming up in just about 10 minutes. And he'll be on in 6 minutes past the hour. Now, today, it's going to be sunny here in my area. A high near 70 with a light and variable wind becoming northeast around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. And tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies with a low around 52 with a light and variable wind. Wednesday we'll have a 20% chance of showers after 4 p.m. increasing clouds with a high near 72. East winds 5 to 7 miles an hour becoming south in the afternoon. And then Wednesday night, chance of rain is 80% as showers and thunderstorms come through the area. So keep that in mind and rig for silent running. All right, and I'll be back tonight, everybody, on the Captain's America Third Watch. And thanks again for everybody that's been tuning in and chiming in all night long. By the way, Bill Bunkley, catch him again this afternoon. He's back live 4 to 6 p.m. on AM 570 and 910 WTBN and FM 1021 over there in Lakeland. And Hugh Hewitt coming up on the answer stations. Chris Markowski on 1380 The Biz, and Scott James on 92.1 and 107.5. He's back. All right, I'll see you all tonight, everybody. God bless America.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.